USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly and without clinical data. After 7 years, a SpaceX rocket is on a collision course with the moon after hurling through space. The booster was originally launched from Florida in February 2015, but after completing a long burn of its engines and sending a satellite off, the rocket's second stage became derelict, and here we are. An impact should happen March 4th. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Soft on crime is being blamed on the uptick of violence in Houston, Texas.
Crime Stoppers of Houston claims more than 150 Harris County residents have been killed by suspects released on bond since 2018. Houston Councilman Michael Kobosch blames the judges who are giving affordable bonds to these offenders on Fox News.
The judges aren't taking in consideration the violent criminal history of these offenders, and they're releasing them back into the community on either an extremely low bond or a taxpayer-funded free bond without any supervision. They go right back into the community.
Harris County settling a lawsuit back in 2019 that accused the county of discriminating against poor defendants. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Football League is down to the final four. Two games on Sunday will determine the Super Bowl matchup. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
No changes on the Russia-Ukraine border overnight. State Department spokesman Ned Price at a press conference Tuesday.
What the areas where diplomacy and dialogue may prove fruitful and viable, and the areas that are just non-starters. The Russians have held out one criterion, and that is their demands when it comes to NATO and open door, and we've been very clear about that. But we have also been very clear about specific areas, whether it's the placement of offensive missiles, whether it is transparency, whether it is exercises, whether it is broader arms control measures, where if done on a reciprocal basis, there is the potential to enhance collective transatlantic and broader security. Those are areas where we've been very clear that we're willing to engage in dialogue. We have been consistently transparent with all of you, just as we have conveyed this very clearly and consistently.
A Wisconsin appeals court on Monday reinstated absentee ballot drop boxes for the state's February primary after a lower court ruled that the boxes could not be used in the state. A Waukesha County judge on January 13th said that absentee ballots can be returned via mail or in person, but that under state law, drop boxes are not allowed. The state's election commission asked the 4th District Court of Appeals to block the ruling, saying it may cause voter confusion and uncertainty. Opponents of drop boxes claim they are ripe for voter fraud. USA Radio News.